You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy 2026. This is going to be a big, great year. And this episode, we're going to do predictions for 2026 on what the market's going to do, the timing, etc. So you want to stay tuned. We're also going to have a recap of the year. And so you understand why the year did what it did and what it's going to do and hit targets. But do your own research, not financial advice. And if you're taking shots, take a shot.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is a great way to open it up. Oh, okay. Oh, my.
Maybe this is becoming a habit or becoming a ritual. So, we have an inside joke going. So, if you know us, then you know the inside joke.
Hello.
Hi.
There we go.
This is becoming a ritual, I think. That's what we're going to call it. We're going to call it a ritual.
It's our LA Talk ritual. So, well, I don't know if anyone heard me, but Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the last LA Talk of 2025.
Did you hear me?
I did. I heard you.
Okay, good. Go East. Go East. Long-term optimism. Go East. And you'll know why in this episode. We're going to talk about why. We're going to do a recap of 2025. And we're going to do predictions for 2026. And go East. Long-term hold. Optimism. High optimism. Great entry price right now. Just so y'all know. I just had to put that in the beginning because some of you just want to listen to the first 5 minutes and you're like, okay, go east. Time to buy.
Buy East.
Do your research, not financial advice. Take a shot. Yep. So the other thing we always say, so we joke around. I don't know if any of y'all watched like a show and then you put a Santa hat on the corner of the TV show and every single time the Santa hat like becomes a person. And they're wearing the Santa hat. You're supposed to take a shot. It's like a joke or like a game that you play at parties and stuff.
A holiday game, yeah.
Or if you're watching like playoffs or you're watching, I'm losing my voice. You're watching playoffs or you're watching a sports game. And every time an announcer says a certain word, everybody takes a shot. So we add a little bit of humor here. So every time I say DYR, which means do your own research, which is a disclaimer, or NFA, which means not financial advice. We say take a shot because it's kind of like an ongoing joke of those are my famous words. And I'm known in crypto for those famous words. And now it's funny, everybody says them. Where before nobody was saying them. I'm like, you have to have disclaimers. You can't give your opinion without a disclaimer. Like, this is my personal opinion for fun, educational purposes only. Do your own research, not financial advice, but predictions for 2026 are coming up.
Let's go.
Go ETH. So we do predictions not only for like crypto, but also for the financial markets. And there's certain key dates that move a market. There's also key items that will move a market, like psychology and emotion and politics and, you know, tariffs. also, you know, lowering taxes, lowering interest rates, these are key things that people always anticipate what they think is going to happen in the future. And then they price it into the markets based on what they think will happen, right? So you have a consensus with everybody saying, oh, we think that the Fed's going to cut the rates. So 2 to 3 weeks before the Fed's going to cut, they anticipate them cutting the rates. We say it's called a rumor. And a rumor, people will move a market based on what they think is going to happen. And then when it actually happens, the market kind of stays flat or it profit takes. But if it happens better than they anticipated, the market rallies, which means we have a big pump in the market, we call it, and a lot of activity. So when people are pessimistic and they're like, the sky is falling, that's like usually the best time to buy. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. But we always say that the most generational wealth is created at the bottoms of market when people are fearful and people are exiting out. That's usually the best time to buy. But again, you don't want to risk money that you can't afford, like it has to be your discretional money, your risk money, your pizza, coffee money. That's the type of money that you do on high risk, high rewards. And then the money that you invest for long term, like your retirement or college funds or your family or whatever you're going to do, those are more stable, predictable markets that you put your money in for long term hold. But when you're doing a high risk, you do your discretionary money, which is your fun money, your play money, your pocket change, your junk drawer change money. That's where you invest in, right?
Right.
And so we're going to give you some like numbers that happened in 2025 that are amazing.
Yes.
And then we're going to do predictive on 2026 so that you understand like what happened in the market in 2025 and why what's going to happen in the market 2026. And I'm long-term hold optimistic on crypto. I'm long-term optimistic hold on pretty anything that you invest in, especially long-term, because a stock market will generate like an 8 to 12% over 30 years long-term hold. If you invest every single year for 30 years at the end, you would get like an average of 8 to 12% return. But we're going to explain like what crypto, because it's new technology. Whenever you have new technology, it's a little higher risk, but it's also new. So it has a lot more volatility, but it has a lot more up and downs, but it also generates the highest return the fastest because of that. And you'll hear why when we go back and do our recap for 2025.
Right.
And let me take a sip of water so I can speak.
Water break. That's another running thing too.
Yeah, take a shot for a water break.
Taking shots for DYOR, NFA, and taking shots for water breaks. It's the two things that always happen. Oh, also, Happy Taco Tuesday. That's another one that we always do every single Tuesday while we're live. We have a few times where you guys can be taking shots and having fun while we're talking over the market or talking over life and what you can do with and the possibilities of what you can achieve in 2026, this coming year, right? We're going to go over the predictions for the market, but you guys can also set goals for yourself for what you want to achieve in the market. And you don't have to limit yourself to what you think you can do. You can always do much more than what you believe you can. You just have to set your mind to it and anything is possible.
Oh, that makes me just thought of something.
Oh.
Blue cheap. So if you listen, if you're new to the show, then these little acronyms and these things that we're saying, you'll have to go back and listen to some of the episodes to hear what we're talking about. But it was two or three episodes ago, we talked about seeing the color red, and if everywhere you look, you're going to see the color red because it's on your mind, right?
Right.
And so he said, okay, think of a blue Jeep. And I've been seeing blue Jeeps and Jeeps everywhere. If I counted how many Jeeps I saw probably in the last 2 to 3 days, it would be about 15. Because I'm cognizant of it and I'm aware of it and my brain is looking for it. And so we say that, you know, before you ever do anything in your life on the things that you want, if you're aware of it, your brain looks for those things. So I'll give a tiny little recap of it. So I want you all to like think of the color red right now.
Right.
And then go look around and find the things that are red. So like you look in your room, you look at for all the items that are red. And Tony Robbins was like one of the first ones that talked about this. And there were some others, psych and people who goal set talk about this also. So like now look around the room, everything or wherever you are. If you're driving, look for red cars. If you're in a room, look for the color red. And so you'll notice the color red. Now close your eyes. If you're driving, don't close your eyes though. If you're stationary, close your eyes. Now try and remember anything you saw that was a color blue. So you know where the red things were, but you probably aren't as aware of where the blue things were because you weren't seeking it out and looking for it. Now open your eyes again and like look for the color blue. And now you'll notice the color blue. So it's the same thing when you set goals or you want to achieve certain things, or you're desiring an outcome, or you want to like become a airline pilot, or you want to learn how to play basketball. If you become aware of it, you start to put that in your forefront and you become aware of it, and you start to meet people that are pilots, or you'll meet people that play basketball or whatever it is, because you're aware of it, you're looking for it. And so a couple episodes ago, we talked about Jeeps. Look for Jeeps.
Blue Jeeps, driving, in specific.
Yeah, Jeeps. So if you're looking, if you're driving around, now notice how many Jeeps you see. Jeeps will start to come up. And then I look specifically for blue Jeeps. It was something I said on the air.
Yep.
And then yesterday, I think it was yesterday. Was it yesterday? No, it was 2 days ago.
2 days ago when you saw it, yeah.
I went and parked, and there was a blue Jeep right next to me. And then I'm driving down the road, and then there was like another Jeep. I'm like, why am I looking at Jeeps? Like, why are Jeeps so important right now? I'm like, oh yeah, we talked about looking for Jeeps. So I've been seeing Jeeps. I've been seeing Jeeps everywhere, and it was the same blue color as my car, like to a T. The blue Jeep was parked next to me in this random place, one of the beaches I go to go visit when I go to SoCal. It's like one of my favorite beaches, and I parked there. And normally I park across the way because that's like my spot. I always like go to my same spot.
Right.
Kind of funny like that. And then, but they were doing like construction. They're rebuilding part of the beach up. And so I had to park across the way, and a blue Jeep was right there. I didn't even see it until it was like right there. I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of ironic. But so when you're goal setting, yeah. So when you're goal setting, think about this for 2026, write it down. So there's like different ways when you learn how to study for something, or you want to memorize something, that you usually like, you write it down, you say it out loud, you think of it as so you use like auditory, visual, tactile, the different ways, so that it resonates and becomes part of your brain, and you start to think of it over and over again, and it becomes part of that. So the same thing when you're like thinking about your goals or your visions or your dreams, and you write them down and you say them out loud, you become like subconsciously aware and consciously aware of it, and start to notice it everywhere you go. But that's just a little fun thing that we talked about a couple episodes ago, when Jeeps are like everywhere now.
And you're not looking for them. You're not actively trying to park beside them. They're just showing up.
They just pop up. They just pop up all the time. I'm like driving down the road. I'm like, there's a Jeep. Why is that Jeep is important to me right now? I'm like, oh yeah, we talked about Jeeps. But I'm like, why is there a Jeep? There's another Jeep and another Jeep. I'm
and
like,
another okay. one.
Okay, so Jeep, if you want to sponsor us now, no, I'm
just kidding. We're definitely increase your sales.
We give away a lot of free promotional stuff on our radio show, obviously. Talk about different things. One other thing before we get into our recap of 2025, I'm making you all sit on the edge. Go, ETH. I'm making you all sit on the edge. So our prediction for 2026, which is optimistic, and then we're going to recap 2025 first. But the other thing is I have my matcha.
Go matcha. Yes. Matcha is a good sign, by the way. If anybody doesn't know, matcha is a great sign for a great week and a prosperous year. So if you have a matcha right now, have one.
Right. So I have my green matcha, sugar-free. I didn't do the cocoa thing today. I'm into matcha mode. So tropical, Japan, they have the best matcha in the world. But of course,
green. So green.
It's green. Green is great. Go green. Go East. Okay, here we go. Now that we've like had you sit on the edge of your seats for this long, we have some exciting, 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 exciting numbers and stuff that's been going on. And so what we said, first off, let me just put it this way for the recap for the end of the year so y'all know. Our target was 3,000 to 3,250 for the end of the year on ETH. We've been hovering at that 2,978, 2,950 to 3,050 range for like the last week. Which is great. Like, that's what we anticipated that we were going to be hovering at, right?
Right.
And we said the other reason, too, is because people that invested this year are still up. And you don't want to sell off your portfolio at the end of the year unless you're taking a loss. Because do your own research, not financial advice, consult with your CPA and your financial advisor. But if you're profit taking, that means you pay taxes on the 2025 year. Tax laws can change. They can get better, or maybe, you know, you never know, but whatever you do now is going to go on to the tax laws and based on whatever country you're in, whatever state you're in, is going to go off of the tax laws for 2025. And if you sell into profit next year, 2026, you have a whole 16 months to figure it out. If you sell now and you're profitable, you're going to have to claim it like in the next 4 months.
Right.
So if you wait until January 1st, 2026, it goes on the 2026 tax year, and then you have 16 months to, you know, put it against, if you're profitable, put it against a loss so that you counterbalance it out. But again, consult with your CPA, financial advisor. But that's one of the reasons why the financial markets didn't have a big sell-off this year, is because everybody was up and everybody was profitable in the stock market, in crypto, in the bond market. Like, everybody was up. They did interest rate cuts, which means the bond prices went up and then the interest rates go down. So people were profitable in that too. We hit all-time highs, multiple all-time highs across all financial markets this year. It hit December of last year, and then it hit August of this year. It hit its all-time high, August 2024. So that means from the very first day that ETH came alive, or whatever you want to call it, existed,
right,
we hit an all-time high from that. Like, it's a high that's never been hit before, and we hit it August 2024. So the stock markets hit all-time highs, the crypto hit all-time highs, Bitcoin hit all-time highs. So everybody's pretty much profitable. And hypothetically, even if you like bought at different times during the year, you're pretty much still up right now. And all the financial institutions are pretty much still up right now.
Right.
And it wouldn't necessarily be smart, unless you need the money, hypothetically, to sell off in January. Do your own research, not financial advice. Consult with your CPA and financial advisor. Only reason I'm saying this is because I'm predicting, again, DYOR. So you're just going to be drunk right now because you're taking multiple shots.
Hopefully you're not drinking in the car.
I'm saying that we're going to hit at least two more all-time highs in 2026. Oh. And I anticipate that crypto is going to be strong and running up until a minimum of June or July of next year. And once we get closer to those dates, I'll predict out farther. But I'm going to tell you why I'm saying this now. And if you go and listen to news, or you go and read reports, or you read an article about crypto, they're usually outdated. They're like 2 to 4 weeks old. So they're giving you data and news from like a month ago. We give you data and news milliseconds as it's happening, and predictive in the future versus past information. We give you past information to confirm like what we've talked about, and so you understand why we're predicting in the future of what we're saying. But I anticipate that our next target, I'm giving you a hint right now, our next upcycle is going to be February 5th. That's my target for our upcycle. And we usually start to move 2 weeks before. And I'll tell you why this is coordinating after we give you a recap again of last year. Okay, so here we go. Recap. Last year. Drum roll, please. I love it. So we had talked about on our episode when the market had bottomed out, and that was April 8th. So we have our up and down cycles. So if we go back to 2024, our down cycle was August 5th to November 5th in 2024. And that was because of the war. Like, everyone thought we were going to World War III. So that was one of the causes of the down cycle. Then we went up November 5th to February 5th, and that was because of the elections. So the elections, we talked live on the elections, and I was optimistic on ETH. I said ETH is going to run, and ETH ran. So it went up for a whole cycle up to February 5th. Okay, so then that was our next up cycle. And if you listen to the episodes, we talked about it. So on November 5th, while the election was going on, I was optimistic on ETH and saying we're going in an up cycle. Now, February 5th was tariffs. So tariffs, if you knew what was going on and that it was a negotiating power play, and raising it to 100% is basically saying this is the worst case scenario that you're going to get, and this is my threat. And so that was like a power play on negotiations. But everybody thought, oh no, that meant that they're all going to be 100 forever, which they're not. It was a power play.
Right.
So we had a down cycle from February 5th to May 5th. Now, in March and in April, I was telling you all that that was a power play. That was part of the negotiations, that the tariffs will probably be dropped. And when they do, the market's going to rally. And I predicted that our comeback on the market was going to be May 5th. The market took off May 8th. We did have an up cycle right before, which is usually around 2 weeks before the tick up, and we go into our up cycle. Our up cycle prediction was May 5th. May 8th is when we ran. The bottom of the market was April 8th. We also talked on April 8th that this is generational wealth. If you get in, this is the bottom. This is when all the top billionaires buy, when everybody's scared, everybody's running, and they're afraid of the market and they're getting out. That's when everyone gets in that knows what they're doing. And I said, April 8th, that was our bottom. Now I'm going to give you some numbers. So we did May 5th to August 8th was our up cycle. And then we had a second up cycle, August 5th to November 5th. That was our next up cycle. And that was 2025.
Right.
Now I'm going to give you guys some numbers. So here's our recap, right? April 8th, bottom of the market. The prices on the NASDAQ was 15,267 on April 8th. This is last year, y'all. Dow was at 37,645. ETH went to 1384. So that was like on sale, fire sale. You'll never see it again. Do your research, not financial advice. Okay, so we have a couple stocks that we picked also, so you could see. We have Tesla, 217. NVIDIA, 94. And Bitcoin was 74,678. Now, all-time highs. NASDAQ hit an all-time high of 23,958 this year after that. The Dow went to 48,704 was its all-time high this year. ETH went to 49,63. That was its all-time high this year after the bottom. And then Tesla went to 498. NVIDIA went to 212. And Bitcoin went to 100. Actually, Bitcoin went to 127, I'm pretty sure. I see 126, 279, but I think it went to 127.
Oh, I can double-check that.
So now these are the returns. If you bought Bitcoin at the bottom and it went to its all-time high, you would have made 169% return. That's buying it at the bottom on April 8th and then waiting till it hit its all-time high. That was 169% return. Now, think about this. The stock market usually averages 8 to 12% annually if you hold for a period of over 30 years. So Bitcoin went to 169% up. Now, if you bought at the bottom on April 8th, Tesla, and it went to its all-time high, you would have made 229%. So that's like a 2.29x on it. I did. That's what I did, the thing that you did earlier. Tesla, Tesla went, 229.
Yeah,
okay,
229.
I'm right. 229. Okay. NVIDIA, if you bought at the bottom on April 8th and you waited till its all-time high, October 28th, you would have made 225%. So that's a 2.25x return. Okay. Now, if you bought the Dow at the bottom and it went to its all-time high, the Dow's all-time high was December 11th, you would have made a 129% return. So that's like a 29% up for the Dow is pretty good, because remember, it averages 8 to 12% annually over a 30-year period. So this year, it would have been up 29% if you bought at the bottom and then it went to its all-time high. So that's 129%, 1.29x, or 29% return, right?
Right.
The NASDAQ, you would have made 156% return, or 1.56x, buying at the bottom on April 8th, and when it went to its all-time high, made 1.56. This is for 2025 recap, so y'all know. And then did I I'm waiting for the best one for last, but did we say all of them?
You got all of them, but the best.
Okay, so if you bought ETH, go ETH. If you bought ETH, I just want to reiterate this. If you bought ETH at the bottom on April 8th, when it was at 1384, and it hit its all-time high August 24th, I think it was.
Yep, August 24th.
August 24th. So that's less than 4 months. ETH went up 358%. It went up 3.58x in 4 months. 358% from the bottom on April 8th to its all-time high. And off of all of these that I just named out, ETH had the highest return.
Go ETH.
Go over ETH.
Double the NASDAQ, over double the Dow. It's over double Bitcoin too.
Right. The return. Yeah, it was double over Bitcoin. So everybody's like, oh, Bitcoin. I'm like, go ETH.
It's always go ETH.
now remember, we're hovering at 3,000 right now. The all-time high again was 4,963. We have a potential to go up another 1,963 in 2026. Do your own research, not financial advice. But that's, let's say 1,963 divided by 3,000 is what, 150%?
Yeah, I think so. That's pretty accurate. Around.
No, maybe it's more. See, I should not do this.
No,
when
not
I'm
math when
naming
you're...
numbers, right? I'm great at math when I'm not trying to multitask and do 5 million things at once and look at three of my phone screens. So let me give you an accurate number so we're not just like throwing out stuff. So 1960, what did it say? It hit
49. And it started at 1384.
So 49, hold on. 49 what?
4963.
Okay, so 1963 divided by 3000. So it has the potential to go up another 65%.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. To hit an all-time high again.
And that's just to hit an all-time high. That's not that's to break to it. And we're expecting it to make new all-time highs in 2026.
So if we push, so we have key numbers. We push past the 3053, which we've been hovering. We've been tapping it right now. 3254 is our next one. Then it jumps to 34. And then once it breaks the 34, I think 77, breaks the 35, we're on our next leg up. And then once we break 37, we're on our next leg up. So if we break the all-time high of the 49.53, we have a lot of room to move and quickly. So again, do your own research, not financial advice. But Ethereum, ETH, is number two in crypto. Bitcoin is the first one, and everyone knows that because when they first come into crypto, that's what they do is they buy Bitcoin because they've heard of that.
Right.
So it's... Bitcoin is like the dinosaur of crypto. It's slow moving. It's the one that everybody knows. It's the first one that they buy. It's the highest price one right now. But Ethereum has a lot of different uses that you could use Ethereum for. You can do smart contracts, real-world assets. You can build DAOs on it. You can do meme coins. There's so many different ways use
tokenization. The list is endless on Ethereum.
Right. So there's a lot of multi-use cases, and Bitcoin really doesn't have any use cases. It's just kind of like gold.
Right.
I mean, like gold does other things, but Bitcoin just like sits there and looks pretty. But Ethereum has a lot of reasons for people to buy Ethereum and to use Ethereum. And it's faster. The speed of the contract's faster. It does have gas, but it's faster. And so like Ethereum has a lot of things in its position number two, and it also has a lot of room to move. So that's why I'm optimistic. Long-term hold, long-term optimism. If you're new to investing, don't throw a lot of money. Don't use your mortgage. Don't use your rent. Don't use your, you know, major bill money. That money gets paid for your major bills. Use your extra money whenever you're investing in something new. Don't take high risk when you're investing in something new and you don't understand. But buy $10 and watch what $10 does. And it does fluctuate a lot because it's new, which is high risk, high reward. So it moves fast a lot, but you don't want to like buy and sell. Like you don't want to buy at the top and sell at the bottom, which most people do because they're like, oh, it's going up. Okay, I'm going to buy. Oh, it's going down. Okay, I'm going to sell. You don't want to be one of those investors. You want to be one of those investors that watches the market, sees what it does, understands what it does, and holds long term, right?
Right.
So, but if you get emotion in the way, then you're going to exit the wrong time, you're going to buy at the wrong time, and then you're going to be negative. So do your own research, not financial advice, but I'm optimistic. Okay.
Extremely now, optimistic. Go ETH.
Optimistic. Go ETH. So I'm going to give you some key numbers also on ETH closer to the end after we say our predictions for 2026. Right now, we're still hovering around 2978 right now, but we're going to give some predictions in a few minutes here. First, 2026, this is my optimism and this is why I'm optimistic. Our next cycle up. So remember, I said that there's a cycle. So August 5th to November 5th was an up cycle. November 5th to February 5th is potentially the down cycle, right? So
right.
We were August, November. So November 5th. Let's see what price we were at.
November 5th.
We were at 34.23. So we've been kind of range trading in that. We've been moving sidewards and range trading since November 5th.
Yeah.
And then we hit our all-time high August 24th. So then it went sidewards range, it dropped down, and then it went sidewards range again. So we've been kind of range trading this one because we did have two up cycles. We had the May 5th to August 5th, August 5th to November 5th was our two up cycles in a row. The August 5th to November 5th was kind of like an up because it all-time high, and then it dropped a little and it ranged. So ranging means it goes sideways moving versus straight down or straight up. It moves more to the side. And then we've been moving sideways moving again since November 5th pretty much. So we've been hovering around the line at 3,000 right now. And I anticipate we were going to close around 29 to 32 at the end of the year. And the end of the year is 24 hours. Here we go.
Literally 24 hours.
but my optimism for next year, and here's what we're saying and why we're going to target our February 5th. So let me get out key dates. So we have, so everybody's on holiday, usually near Christmas time or whatever holiday they're celebrating. So December 24th is when we start to have our slowdown. And then there's Christmas Eve, and Christmas was last week, and all the holidays were last week. And then we have New Year's. So we have New Year's Eve tomorrow. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
We have 2026, which is a holiday on the first. So this week's kind of shot. People don't really trade as much. They're just kind of, you know, seeing what the market does, but they're not actively trading. They're doing their thing. They're shopping. They're spending time with their loved ones, their families, and their friends, and getting ready for the new year. And then working on their fitness goals soon. We'll talk about that in another episode. but everyone comes back next week, right? So
right.
We all come back next week. So next week, we usually have volume after a holiday, like any holiday, Labor Day, Memorial Day, Thanksgiving, all that stuff. The Monday, Tuesday after the holidays when we have volume come back into the market. So we're anticipating our first thing of volume coming in January 5th and 6th, which will be next LA Talk on the 6th. Mm-hmm. So that's the start of it. So it'll be January 5th, January 6th, the first start of volume coming back into the market. So we are anticipating moving the 6th and the 7th because the Monday's a little stagnant and then Tuesday picks up in 7th. Then we have CPI coming out. And I believe it's coming out the 13th and the 14th. I'm just looking off of my keynotes.
Right, yeah.
We have CPI coming out, and CPI didn't accurately report, and they didn't report at all in November. So it's because the government was shut down, so we didn't get reports on that. The December report came out. Oh, and we did talk about this. The December report came out, and it came out lower than expected. So we had a rally in the market, and then we had a pullback on profit taking. But CPI is coming out, and that is what the Fed's going to look at so they can decide if they're going to cut rates or not. So the 13th and the 14th, and then the Fed meets and announces if they're going to cut a rate or not on January 28th. And then February 6th, I have it written down. We have
Unemployment.
the employment, situation for December's 2025 data is going to come out on February 6th. So key dates that we anticipate having volume in the market is we usually have volume in the market 2 to 3 weeks before the Fed meets if they anticipate a rate cut. We also have volume coming into the market the first of the month, the new year, and people coming back from holiday on the 6th and the 7th. Then the 13th and the 14th, CPI comes out, so that will cause volume in the market. The 28th, the Fed meets. And then if they anticipate doing a rate cut, then we should have even good volume in the market again, which is optimism.
Extremely optimistic.
So, right. And then February 6th, unemployment data comes out, so that's more. So our target, everything's falling in place for the target of that February 5th upcycle start. Usually 2 weeks before, we're going to see movement and we're going to see optimism. And so that's another thing that just backs the theory about the February 5th upcycle. And so that's my prediction for the beginning of the year. I believe crypto is going to have two all-time highs next year. I see optimism in crypto and the financial markets. Crypto primarily, though, because people are moving it to more mainstream. Banks are creating stable coins. They're starting to do DEX. They're starting to do CEX. There's partnerships and collaborations with Coinbase and the other platforms. There's trading platforms, which we're launching. There's a lot of favorable crypto laws. People are going to be able to pay with crypto. They're already able to use it on Venmo, PayPal, Zelle. I think Zelle too.
Oh.
Chase has crypto. So you're going to be able to like buy goods and services with crypto. So there's a lot of optimism on it, and they're also the banks and institutions are creating their own stable coin, which is basically when you move it out of one of the other ones like BTC and ETH, and you move it into a stable while you're waiting for ETH and BTC to rally again, and you get back into it. A stable coin is kind of like your holding place where you have it. And then banks and institutions know that most people have taken their money out of the banks, they put it into crypto because they're getting higher returns. So we're getting like a 5 to 7% return by just holding crypto versus not even like the appreciation or the what it's making, but they're paying people to put their money in their Coinbase or wherever they have it, they're holding it like 4 to 7% just to keep it there. And you don't even have to lock it up to get those returns. It's just it being there.
Have in
Like,
your account.
yeah, so USDC or crypto staying in there. And if you're in a traditional bank, like they don't pay returns anymore.
No.
They charge you $10 a month or whatever they charge you to keep your money
Exactly.
there. And then, and then if you're using like an ATM or something, they charge the merchant 5% to use the thing. And then if you're borrowing from the bank, you have like a 29 to 39% credit card on top of it. So like banks are seeing that people have moved away from keeping their money in banks, they're keeping it in crypto and they're getting a higher return and it's more flexibility. So they're moving into stable coins. And so that's affirming like people moving towards crypto. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. That's the trend that I've been seeing, but that's also why the crypto laws passed earlier part of 2025 because stable coins became part of the new crypto laws, which were
Right.
favorable. Okay. Water break.
Water break and another
Excuse
shot.
me. I have no voice, so 1 second, I'll be right there.
So yeah, in over the year we've seen a lot of institutions and a lot of firms invest in ETH specifically, a few into Bitcoin, but a lot are getting into crypto. We've seen goals starting from when we called the bottom on April 8th, starting to get into cryptocurrency, starting to set their goals for the end of the year, and a lot of them reached them. There was one big BitMine, which we've talked about a few times on the show, who set their goal to achieve owning 5% of the total Ethereum supply, and I think they reached it by the end of the year. So a lot of these firms are really, really excited about crypto. They believe in the future of crypto, and none of them are selling. They just continue buying. They're accumulating supply, and they're getting ready for the run up in the future because they believe in the success long term of crypto. The fluctuations short term, they mean nothing in the long term. We see right, even if you look at it from April 8th to the ATH of ETH on August 24th of 358%. They were up 358% when they bought at the bottom. This is a huge investment for these companies. They don't see these numbers often with the amount of money they invest.
Right. Doing your research, not financial advice.
Oh, okay, thank you. Shot. Oh, another shot. Oh, my God.
I'm doing a shot of matcha and water. Go me. Go ETH.
I'll do a water shot.
And I have my fuzzy flannels on so I can feel holiday spirit right now. Yes. Sitting, looking at the beautiful water and palm trees, because that's where I have to be whenever I'm doing a show, right?
Right.
So, yeah, just think, like, with your gains that you make and you take off part of your gains, you can travel the world and trade from anywhere. That's the goal. So, like, the whole reason we are coming to you to educate you to understand, because there's so much different types of information that you want to, again, research, find, you know, read books, which are usually outdated right now because the technology changes so fast.
Right.
Like, watch YouTube or find somebody who knows what they're doing and listen to them. But we like to give education and information like within the millisecond, what's happening right now live. And if you're getting like a news report or a blog or something, it's usually 4 weeks old. And so they're talking about crypto from 4 weeks ago. We like to talk about it live, what's happening right now today, and what we anticipate is happening in the future. So, like, we've traded live and we've hit targets live while we're on the air too. So I'm going to give you some numbers. So since we're getting close, this is the numbers. Our range right now is 2718 to 3447. We're in that middle right now. We're sitting at 2975. So we're sitting right at that 3000 mark. We're going up 75, down 75, so it's a really tight range. And whenever we're in a tight range, it's usually right before a breakout. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. So the 6th and the 7th, the 5th, 6th, and 7th is our target for the first volume coming back into the market, because it's after the holidays. People come back and they start trading again, and they're getting it on sell. Low price. Probably not going to see these low prices. So 2718 to 3447 is the range, which means that on our target, we can potentially go to, so like our 3053 is, once we break that, we're on our next leg up after that too. So we have 3040, 3053, hold on, we just hit it. We hit 3053 Sunday. And then we have, let me tell you some other numbers. So 3053 is a big one. 3055, 3053 is a big one. Then we go to, these are probably going to be out of order. 3128, 3157. Those are big numbers. 3128, 3157.
Write those down, everyone.
3190, 3200. 3245 and 3302, 3310, 3328. Then we go to 3376.
That's a big jump too.
Uh-huh. So that's why I'm saying once it breaks out, these little breakouts, it's on its next leg up. Then we go to 3447.
Oh my God, these jumps, the jumps of 100 or more.
Right, because once we go to 32 and we break past 3250, it jumps.
And this is on ETH to clarify.
That's exactly what happened when we were calling it last time. It jumped straight up. Like last time we were calling it was on December 8th. Live on the show, it went from 3106 all the way to I just called it 3277, I think it was.
Yep.
No, 33.76. And then it went to 34.47 because that was our target. So it did it all from the show. If you listen to our December 8th show, we were calling ETH live that day. And it went all the way Tuesday to Wednesday. It hit our target of 34.47. But we called it live while we were
On air.
And it was hitting its targets, and then it finished hitting its targets on Wednesday. So those are the numbers that I anticipate, you know, for the 5th, 6th, the 15th, and the 5th. A range is 27.18 to 34.47, as long as there's no random wild cards that show up or wrenches that throw in something random in the market. That's always like the unknown factor, the outlying variable that we're not accounting for. But based on everything else, these are our targets. And our range is 27.18 to 34.47. And right now we're hovering at that 3,000 mark. And then those were the targets that we anticipate breaking out up to February 5th and then have our run up. So we'll get closer to the dates. We're just giving you our predictions for 2026 in the future right now. We showed you why and what had happened in the past year and what type of returns it was. Yes, it's high ranges. It's high volatility, but high risk, but also high reward. And then again, remember, use discretionary money unless you're an advanced trader or you're an advanced investor, and this is your discretionary money. But we're very optimistic on crypto, stables, go ETH.
And, every episode.
Right. So as my voice is just getting shot right now, this would be like, and she ended with no voice for the year.
It sums it up pretty well for how much talking and predicting we've done. We've predicted ETH, the bottoms, the tops. We've predicted everything, the ranges live before it happened. And so everybody that's listening, if you tune in live every week, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you will know what our predictions are because we talk about them almost every week.
But do your own research, not financial advice. Yeah. And then next week we'll have some more updates, and we should have volume, and maybe we'll do some live trading then too.
Oh.
But we want you all to have an amazing 2026. Go celebrate, watch some fireworks, spend time with your family and friends, have fun while you can. These are the days that you're going to look back and remember. So you want to make sure that they're enjoyable, that they're happy, that they're fun, that you remember these moments now, because this is the last time you're going to have it of 2025, right? This is your moment that you're going to say, I remember 2025, so make it memorable. Have fun, have a blast, and then we'll go back to the financial markets again. But in the interim, enjoy your family and friends, and we send you all the best wishes.
Yes.
And wish you all a happy new year, and we will see you on the other side in next year in 2026.
Oh my God. Bye, everyone. Have a great rest of your 2025 and a great kickoff to your 2026. We'll see you then.
Go ETH.
Go ETH.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.